It is not enough to be saved. Being saved, you must grow up in Christ. Failure to grow is considered a tragedy when it is experienced in an infant born into our homes, and it is an equal tragedy when it involves a newborn child of God. Never be satisfied with past attainments. Keep on growing. Salvation is the beginning, not the end, of the believer's experiences in Jesus Christ. It is like the birth of a baby, followed by years of development and growth. God saves us that we may grow to spiritual maturity and involve ourselves in service to others unto His glory. Each person in the divine Trinity is involved in the salvation of sinners. God the Father elects, God the Son redeems, God the Holy Spirit applies the redemptive work. Man's part up to this point is to repent and trust. On becoming a Christian, however, the believer has a responsibility to grow in grace and the knowledge of the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. It is concerning spiritual growth that the Scripture speaks in Ephesians 1:15-23. Wherefore I also, after I heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus and love unto all the saints, cease not to give thanks for you, making mention of you in my prayers, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of Him, the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that ye may know what is the hope of His calling, and what the riches of the glory of His inheritance in the saints, and what is the exceeding greatness of His power to usward who believe, according to the working of His mighty power, which He wrought in Christ when He raised Him from the dead, and set Him at His own right hand in the heavenly places, far above all principality and power and might and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this world, but also in that which is to come, and hath put all things under His feet, and gave Him to be head over all things to the church, which is His body, the fullness of Him that filleth all in all. This is the kind of prayer each mature believer can pray for every other person who trusts Jesus as personal Savior. Such a personal knowledge of God is essential to a healthy experience of Christian service. Christians need to keep on growing. The truth is, there is an amazing ignorance of the Bible today, even among Christians. Many who have been believers for years know so little about God's Word that they are embarrassed to reveal it. To remedy such a condition, Paul prayed that the Ephesian believers may be available to the instruction of the Holy Spirit, that they might grow to full maturity in spiritual things. It is important to know religious truths as set forth in the Bible. There is one thing more important, however. The great need is not to know Bible themes, but to know the theme of the Bible, Jesus Christ. Paul said, "What things were gained to me, those I counted loss for Christ. Ay, doubtless, and I count all things but loss for the excellency of the knowledge of Christ Jesus, my Lord." Knowing Jesus is a knowledge superior to all else. But how can we know Jesus in such an intimate and personal way? The answer of the apostle is, "The eyes of your understanding being enlightened." This means that the inmost being of the believer can be flooded with spiritual light. How? By the presence of the Holy Spirit, who exercises His blessed ministry of spiritual illumination. He takes the things concerning Jesus and shows them to us. The spiritual growth of the Ephesians was directly related to the work of the Holy Spirit. Paul spoke of the benediction of the Spirit under three heads. First, he spoke of a gift of the Spirit, the Holy Spirit given to believers that they might be filled with wisdom and knowledge of spiritual things. Secondly, he spoke of a work of the Spirit, the ministry of the Holy Spirit in the believer, to enlighten the eyes of the understanding that we might comprehend spiritual truths. "Eye hath not seen, nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things which God hath prepared for them that love Him, but God hath revealed them to us by His Spirit." Third, he spoke of a benefit by the Spirit. The Holy Spirit kindles in our hearts hope, riches of glory, and exceeding great power. Our spiritual growth and service is dependent upon the blessed ministry of the Holy Spirit day by day, and this ministry is applied in three tenses. The Holy Spirit enables us to know the hope of our calling. The reference is to God's call by which we were drawn out of sin and unto Christ. This is past tense. In its origin, it is a heavenly calling. In its nature, it is a holy calling. In its results, it is a high and upward calling. In its response, it is a calling which inspires hope and assurance. Each believer can now look back and know that he shared in the effectual calling of God by which sinners are brought to the Savior. Concerning the future, the Holy Spirit enables the believer to look away from the present and to rejoice in the riches of the glory of God's inheritance in the saints. Now, there are two possible meanings to this expression. First, it may speak of the inheritance we have received as heirs of God and joint heirs with Jesus Christ. The Scripture speaks of Jesus as the one in whom we have obtained an inheritance. This is an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled, and that fadeth not away, reserved in heaven for you who are kept by the power of God. The indwelling of the Holy Spirit is the earnest, the down payment of our inheritance. Second, it seems, however, the reference here means that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, looks upon us as His inheritance, that He has an inheritance in the saints as well as our having an inheritance in Him. Consider what this means. How important we are to God. He considers us as His own special treasure, His personal inheritance, His peculiar people. We look to the future knowing that we will delight to meet Him, and He will delight to receive us to Himself. Such is the future prospect of the believer. But in the meantime, in the present, believers are to be busy in the world. They are to give themselves in divine service, being empowered by the exceeding greatness of His power according to the working of His mighty power. How it would strengthen the courage of believers if they could indeed understand how incredibly great is God's power to help them. It is the same power which raised Christ from the dead. It is the same power which set Him superior to all rulers in heaven or earth. It is the power which is described in Ephesians 3:20 as being able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think. That is the power which is at work in each believer today to give him victory in temptation, strength for holy living, and sufficiency for each experience of life. It is not enough to be saved. Being saved, you must grow up in Christ. Failure to grow is considered a tragedy when it is experienced in an infant born into our homes. And it is an equal tragedy when it involves a newborn child of God. Never be satisfied with past attainments. Keep on growing. God the Father planned your election unto salvation. God the Son performed your redemption unto salvation. God the Holy Spirit placed His seal on your salvation. Salvation is of the Lord. God has done His part. Now it remains for you to do your part by yielding yourself to the holy influences of God within you, which enable you to grow to full spiritual maturity as He intended when He saved you. Therefore, giving all diligence, add to your faith virtue, and to virtue knowledge, and to knowledge temperance, and to temperance patience, and to patience godliness, and to godliness kindness, and to brotherly kindness, charity. For if these things be in you and abound, they make you that ye shall neither be barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ.